Well, when you think of plastic companies and you think of people who can make plastic sing, I had to get Matt Herron on the phone with me because, Matt, I guess first thing is Reaction Innovations and Matt Herron have been a partnership that's made some pretty good money here in recent years, and looks like that partnership's going to continue on.
Yeah, Terry, I can't say enough great things about Reaction Innovations and Andre Moore and the things that he brings to the market. And it allows me to catch a lot of fish. And, you know, it's an unbelievable product. You know, the 08 season's going to be even bigger and better. We got the world's gone crazy over the swim baits. We got the skinny dipper, and now we got the little mini dipper. And then I'm really excited about the new 6-inch skinny dipper we're going to come out with in the spring. This is going to be absolutely incredible.
Well, you know, I want to go back to this because this is not a paid endorsement by any stretch of the imagination. And, you know, Andre has just been building great products. We go back to the Sweet Beaver and the success he had with that. And then all of a sudden the skinny dipper comes out, and I had the luxury of getting some of the first ones, you know, last year, and actually whacked them with it. I mean, the big skinny dipper was just unbelievable as a swim bait. It was like a Senko style bait. You could fish it so many different ways, even on a Carolina rig if you wanted to. And now he's added to the arsenal again with the mini dipper and then the 6-inch bait. You got to feel like, hey, maybe I'm in the right plastic company. You know what?
Oh, I really am. I mean, you got to include the Flirt in there. It's probably one of the best finesse worms. You know, and I fished that finesse worm trail, so it's a great advantage to have one of the best finesse worms on the market. Everything, he's incredible. Everything he does seems to turn to gold. I mean, he is an absolute genius when it comes to bait design.
Well, there's no question he never copies anybody either, which is what I like about it. You know, you see the baits that he's got, you know, that they're just different. They're just different styles. Now, people will copy him because, you know, that's, you're going to copy success. But you talk about the FLW trail being kind of a finesse type, you know, trail, man. And I think it's because the fisheries you guys go to are pretty tough, and the time of year you may go there is tough. But you were talking about that Flirt. How much did that add to your success this year?
Oh, it added a lot of success. It has each and every year I fished the FLW Tour since the worm come out. But if I would have thrown it more this year, I'd probably been a lot more successful. The waters that we're fishing just kind of lend themselves to that style presentation. I'm a power fisherman, and I kind of get away from that when I pick it up, you know, and go to it. I do quite well. I finished 11th this year at Beaver, and if I'd have thrown stuck to that thing a little more, I'd probably made a cut there. It's great stuff, great plastic, everything he's got, good stuff.
I'm telling you right now, I am a firm believer in the skinny dipper. And now with the smaller versions, I think it's going to have different applications that you can use for this. And folks, if you've not seen the skinny dipper, it's a swim bait-like bait that has a paddle tail that is a very unique shape, and you can put either a lead head on it, you can fish it Texas style, or you can fish it weightless. And, you know, you can fish it pre-spawn, you can fish it spawn. But, you know, that thing is just very unique. And when they hit it, they smack it.
Oh, they absolutely swallow it. The mini dipper is going to be the most exciting bait to hit the market this year of all because of the applications you can use. I think it's going to wind up being one of the best drop shot baits in the country. It's a little smaller 3-inch style bait. You can still swim the bait in open water, you know, the way, you know, using that away plus you can drop shot it. You can shake your head it. I mean, the applications of that thing is absolutely incredible. I mean, it kind of fits that 4-inch range, especially in smallmouth country or spotted bass country. It's really the right size bait for those two species.
Well, and, you know, one of the things I guess we need to talk about is that, you know, you look at companies that are out there in the plastic industry, and, you know, there's a lot of good ones. I mean, Zoom and Berkeley and Andre, what he's got going and all that. But there's some people that are really just artists. And I would consider Andre and Reaction Innovations as an artist. I think that you talked about him with lure design. You know, he just thinks out of the box, and I think that's really critical.
Oh, he really does. I mean, if you look at everything he brings to market, no one has anything similar to his. I mean, it's all his design. He thinks out of the box. And you're right. I mean, he copies no one, but he gets copied tremendously. He's so detailed in every little thing that he does. The plastic composition, I mean, he goes into great detail to make sure the bait is the right softness, the right texture, the right amount of salt. I mean, the detail this guy goes into is incredible.
Well, I'm going to shift gears with you here a minute, all right? We talked about, we got Reaction Innovations covered there and all the great stuff they're doing. Of course, they're a major sponsor, and I think they'll probably be your boat wrap.
Yeah, I'll be running a Reaction Innovation wrap this year, Terry.
That'll be neat. What are you going to put on the side of that thing? Have you got the design done yet?
I haven't seen it. Andre's been working on it, and I'm supposed to sit down with him. We're going to look at it, but you can bet it'll be with Andre's design schemes and things. I imagine it's going to be an eye-catching wrap.
No question about it. You know, you got to watch him at all times, though, because you might get a little risque there, buddy.
Oh yeah, but that's his Andre. You gotta love him.
Yeah, well, make sure you put it in the water before you take it to a tournament. That's all I'm going to say, and you know what I'm talking about there. Well, anyway, you know, Matt, as you look back at the year and then look forward here, you know, we've got the PAA big event. You're a captain there. You know, you had the FLW championship. You qualified there, and maybe a little bass in your future.
Yeah, my sponsorship with Skeeter and all the things that they're doing, I need to make sure I can do the best that I can to maximize all my sponsors and do the best job I can for them. And with the exposure that I'm limited to on the FLW side, I really need to compete on the PAA events and the BASS side, and that'll allow me to get the maximum exposure for my sponsors.
Well, you know, you've also, and I want to make sure I go on record to say this, as a proponent of the FLW Tour, you have been, you know, one of my good friends. You've been a guy that's backed them throughout and believe they run a great trail and all that. But you're right, you have to look at what's best for Matt Herron, too. And I've heard you say over and over again, man, I love fishing the FLW Tour. I love doing that, but I've got to kind of spread my wings a little bit. And I want to make sure people who hear me go on record to hear that I've said that and have heard you say that.
Oh, sure. I absolutely love the FLW Tour. You know, and a lot of people may not realize that I did qualify to fish on the BAS Elite side, or it was the Top 150 Tour in 2003 and 2004. And it was just the opportunity. I felt like at that time the FLW presented the best opportunity for Matt Herron, and they still present a great opportunity. But with the sponsors that I'm aligned with now and the opportunities that they bring, I really have to look at all options. The FLW is still a great place to fish, still fishing for very competitive prize money. But in the overall scheme of things, as far as being able to openly promote your sponsors, I need to look somewhere else.
Well, and that's good. And I mean, the Opens afford you that opportunity to, again, qualify for the, you know, Elite Series if you choose to do that. You can stay in the FLW Tour if you want to do that. I mean, you've got to keep those options available. And I think a lot of anglers maybe lose sight of that. You know, it becomes a personal thing. In reality, it's business.
Well, it's all business, Terry. You know, and they're all great organizations, and they all bring great things to the table for all the anglers that like to compete in their trails. And, you know, that's the great thing about competition. You know, if it weren't for FLW, well, you know, where would bass fishing be right now? You know, without them, who knows? You know, we'd probably be stagnant and where we were 15 years ago. But with FLW coming on board, you know, they kind of picked the bar up and they kind of got bass to raise their game. And now, man, look, you know, I'm more excited about the PAA than I am all the above. I mean, I think all the professional anglers are sitting back on with great hopes of things to come with our own organization.
Well, and there's no question that thing has really taken big leaps here in recent years. And, you know, you look at what's going on down at Lake Fork. And last year it was a phenomenal event, 27 or 28,000 people in miserable weather came and watched that event. And, you know, now again this spring we're going to have it again, and the PAA is really drumming business up that way. And I really got to think that, you know, there's a future there. The PAA, you know, you need that single voice. You need that group of people that's thinking about the anglers, and you guys have got that now.
Yeah, we really do. And it's only getting bigger and better. We always need all the organizations. It only helps to grow the sport and make the sport stronger. But, you know, also as a professional angler, I think we need our own voice and our own entity, and it's just exciting to see the future coming.
Well, Matt, you know, as you look back, and, you know, I always think of you as the jig swimming, you know, aficionado. But you're a pretty versatile guy. And, you know, let's talk about we're going out fun fishing, all right? You and I are going out fun fishing. We're not going to the Coosa River because I know what you're going to do there. But, you know, let's just go to one of our favorite lakes. What's your favorite thing you like to do when you get out on the water?
Oh, I'm a jig fisherman, first and foremost, or flipper and pitcher. I mean, that's just my deal. It's kind of like, when I love to hunt, I love to archery hunt. I like the up-close, in-your-face kind of deal, and I love heavy cover. I love getting into the presentations and the stealth that's involved, and it's really a mindset. And it's, you know, it's something that I love to do, but yet, you know, in tournament fishing, you have to be versatile.
Well, you know, I remember about a year ago, you and I were talking on the phone, and you talked about this new product called Gamma Line. And I remember, you know, one of the situations you said, man, I'm setting the hook too hard or something because I'm breaking my line. And then all of a sudden, Gamma came along. Didn't happen anymore, man. You've got to be feeling good about that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Gamma Line has totally changed the line industry. The thing that they brought to market is just head and heels above everything on the market. It's allowed me increase my hook catch, you know, hook strike ratio just incredibly. We fished a tournament last weekend. A friend of mine that works for Yamaha Outboards, and we were on Fort Loudoun in Knoxville, and I demoed a little little field test for him, and I kept talking to him. I said, you know, can you feel those rocks? We were throwing a little shallow run crankbait in about 5 foot of water. And I said, you know, they're hitting as soon as it breaks off those rocks. They're hitting as soon as it breaks off the rocks. He's like, I really can't feel it. I went down, I got another one of my Kistler rods out, handed it to him, rigged with gamma line, and his eyes lit up like Christmas trees. He was like, oh, my Lord. He said, this is totally unfair.
We were talking about some of those great rods that Trey Kistler makes, too. You know, I guess we're covering all your sponsors here today. We really didn't set out to do that. But, you know, you look at the rod, the reel, the combination with the line, the type of baits you throw. It's critical, and that's what makes a pro a pro.
Oh, it really is. I mean, a pro really has to be, you know, thoughtful and put a lot of forethought into what he's doing and the application of the lures, presentations, how they react. Feels everything in this game. And when you're aligned with some of the best sponsors in the industry, I mean, it's hard not to talk about them.
Well, you and I get to talk to each other on a routine basis, and I thought it was time, you know, because I think sometimes people, they look at the leaderboards, they know Matt Heron's name, they know those kind of things, but they really don't know him as a person. And, you know, I've had the luxury of having you be a friend for a long time, and we laugh and we cut up and we talk about different stuff, but this is a business, and all that stuff that goes at sidebar, the politics of the issues and the things that are going on, I know you don't really like to get involved in those things, and now you've got yourself in a position where now your name's kind of doing your talking for you. Does that make it easier for you?
Well, it really does. You know, anytime you have success, you know, it makes life easier, and, you know, it allows you to do the job that you need to do. I don't like getting into the issues of the fishing part of it. I still love to fish first and foremost, you know, and I just look forward to the opportunities that's being presented today.
Well, it's funny. I remember the first conversations you and I had. You said, all I want to do is let my fishing rod and my abilities talk for me. And you know what, Matt? I got to tell you, you've done that very well, and I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Thanks for having me on, Terry, as always, and you have a happy new year.
You too. I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.